we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed, get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
So for Friday the 13th, we thought we'd go down to the Albany Convict Jail, which is apparently the most haunted place in WA. And you and I and Tim decided that we were going to go into the women's quarters. Now, we were Facebooking live.
Yeah, supposedly the most haunted part.
Tim has joined us in the studio.
Hello.
To fill us in with what one of our listeners has told us what went down.
So when we were live, Yvette was commenting a lot of info on the post, right? She
yes.
was saying that, you know, there was a guy hanging around us. But then when we were in the women's quarters, that there was a woman with the name of Carla or something like
right.
that who
yep.
was there with us. And she said after, so I started messaging her on Facebook to get a bit more information.
Because this was at like 1 a.m. and she was hitting yep. me up pretty strong. And then she was like, I've yep. got to go to bed.
Yeah. And it was literally just us three. We went into the women's quarters. It's all in the lives. Anyway, she said that the girl who was with us at the time was a young girl named Carla. Now, that might have been her surname or something like that, but she picked up on the name Carla.
Mm.
And
right.
she was very apparently angry when we entered her home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was very, very tense, very angry. But it wasn't until that we acknowledged her and said, hey, Carla, that she started to calm down.
Yeah.
There was one point in the live video where all three of us said we felt like a cold breeze from where we were.
Yes.
And Yvette said to me that that was her letting us know that she was with us at the time. And I felt the cold on my arms. You felt it,
yes.
You know, on your face. And
yes.
you felt it too. But Jesse, you're obviously like, oh, well, could be the breeze.
Could be a breeze.
Yeah,
it must
all,
be
putting
a bit
all
of
that,
a draft.
Putting all that logic in.
But she was saying that, no, that was this spirit, Carla, letting us know that she was with us. But the scariest part about it all was that she was playing with my arm. She was playing with your hair. And,
so Yvette could see this in the video.
See this. Yeah,
right.
She was picking up on all these vibes. And she then didn't want us to leave because she was saying to Yvette that her entire life, it was very, very hard. No one was ever nice to her. And it was good for her that we came in and we were friendly and we acknowledged her. And but she understood why we left. But she also said that the spirit that was hanging around me was communicating with Carla. And at the beginning, when she felt uneasy about the fact that we were there, the male spirit around me was, you know, trying to calm her down.
Okay, so
oh my gosh.
As like if you were watching the Facebook Live, you'd notice there was a lot of interaction about things being on Tim's bed, hanging around Tim. Mm. Yvette was saying that you would know this person and that their name starts with M, and you were racking your brain about who it would be. Have you come to the conclusion of who it was?
So I've been chatting a bit more with Yvette about this because obviously I was like, oh my God, who is this? What the hell? I have no idea. But the only person that I could put it down to would be my cousin. Now, she was saying that there was a guy hanging around me who was in his mid to late 20s.
Mm.
And as soon as she said that, I thought, oh my God, it could be my cousin. His name was John. However, since we've been chatting, she was telling me where she was getting the M name from.
Right.
And I've been talking to my parents about it. So my cousin had a baby who died very early on,
right.
and his name was Michael. And then she said to me that she was getting the name Michael and Mick, and Mick is my cousin's John's dad. Does that make sense?
Oh.
So, and she just said, I kept picking up dirty, blonde, scruffy hair, and I'm like, that was my cousin. Like, he literally had, you know, longish, dirty, blonde dreads. So everything she's been saying to me is kind of connecting to
So do
my
we have
cousin.
To go back to Albany now so that you can...
I don't know. I just don't know. It's very interesting. But I've had a few instances in the last couple of years where someone has pretty much said to me along the same lines that my cousin is, you know, around.
Around you.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Well, you wouldn't have to go back then because he's always with
he's
you,
here.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's in the studio with us right now.
Do you switch on another mic?
But I don't know. It's really interesting. So I think I want to kind of explore this a bit more now and find out what's the deal.
Well, keep us up to date.
Yeah. But I thought you guys would love to hear the story about Carla.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Now we're going to do the dirty before 6:30. Stories that are a little bit more risque that we got to cover. But also, if the kids are in the car, just earmuffs, that kind of stuff.
Now this has got something to do with the World Cup.
Yeah. So apparently the World Cup made some serious changes to some of the things that we view online.
What do you mean?
Apparently the traffic that went through adult websites changed quite drastically. In two ways. One, the things that were searched for.
Mm.
And two, the times that people were searching for.
Who were they searching for?
Right. So the things that people were searching for, a massive increase in the I guess you call it theme.
Like role play.
Well, they were looking for soccer
players
themed videos, which I don't even know where you would begin to make that combo. Like I don't know how those two fit together quite well. I haven't researched it on the work computer.
Why not?
Even just looking for this story gave me a security notification. I was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. The other thing that had changed quite a lot is also the times people were searching, and more specifically when their team was playing. So if your country's team was playing, how much the traffic in your country dropped off, right? So if you're from Croatia during your team's games, 40% reduction.
Whoa!
In traffic to these adult websites, right?
Yeah.
If you're from Argentina, 38% reduction. If you're from Senegal, 47% reduction, Ryan. If you're from Australia, 5% reduction. Which tells me one of two things. Either we don't care about soccer at all, or we're just really good at multitasking. These are my confessions. When you need to confess to something, usually these are things that you've done over the weekend.
I was a good girl over the weekend.
On a Monday morning, you don't have anything to confess to?
No, I don't. But I was talking.
Oh, this segment's a little bit.
No. I was talking to one of my girlfriends over the weekend. She was telling me this story, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so petty spaghetti, right?
Oh.
This morning, we want to know, have you not dated someone because of their last name? My girlfriend Candace, who I call Candy, she's on Tinder, right?
Yep.
And I guess when it comes to dating on Tinder, you only get the first name, so you don't know what someone's last name is you're still on Tinder. In that, you know, just that
you got to hit them up on the
stage.
Facey stalk or something, yeah.
Right. So she swiped right with this guy, whose name was Chris.
Good start, yep.
Got chatting, and they were getting along so well. And it was to the point where they were then exchanged numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So then they started texting, doing phone calls, and then they got to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Then she realized what his last name was, and she had to call it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this guy's last name was Caney. My girlfriend's name is Candace. Her nickname is Candy. If they were to hook up and get married and live happily ever after, her name would be Candy Caney.
To be fair, when you said it was really petty and it was ridiculous, I was like, that's pretty rough.
But she could have met that. Like, this guy could be the love of her life. She was saying how great that they've like got the same interests in everything.
I don't care.
Like, they were one step away from meeting up, and she has just gone, no, I'm sorry.
You cannot be Candy Caney for the rest of your life. I don't care.
I would love it. I'd be like, yeah, that's me. I'm all about that. If you love someone,
you'd be Candy Caney. Liar. Would not be Candy Caney. What's Candy's last name?
Johnstone.
Johnston.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, well, that's not a bad last name.
No, I know. Yeah, that's the name. Candy Caney.
Caney in isolation's fine. But I'm with Candy. She cannot be Candy Caney.
Candy Caney. All right, 13:12:16 this morning. Confess for your Monday. We want to know, have you not dated someone because of their last name?
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. These are my
confessions. Something that you got to confess to.
Yes, now I'm confessing for my girlfriend who is on Tinder. And she is not dating someone because of his last name. She's like, if we get along, if things go further and we get married, I cannot take his last name. Now, I was like, girl, that is so petty. But then she told me what the last name was, which was Caney.
Yeah, in isolation, totally fine.
Right, exactly. Except her name is Candace, nicknamed Candy, so she would be Candy Caney.
I love it so much. From that moment on, I backed her and I was like, you know what, you cannot be Candy Caney for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you just go with it? Like, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity right there.
To be Candy Caney.
Candy Caney.
No way. You kill me.
Oh, my goodness. So we threw it out there on 13, 12, 16. Have you not dated someone because of their last name?
Yeah, got that $50 Visa gift card up for grabs as well this morning. Who we got, Jules?
Okay, so we've got Matthew from Kalgoorlie. We want to know, have you not dated someone because of their last name? Now, I was thinking we're going to get females calling up But
oh well,
we've got Matthew. Now, Matthew, I don't get it. What? Why? Why is someone? Have you not dated someone because of their last name?
Well, no. See, the thing is, and it's super funny. I'm like 90% sure girls won't date me because of my last name.
Oh.
Oh no.
Okay. So, what is your last name?
So it's not too bad, but it's just Webb, which is like super straightforward and boring.
Oh, mate. No, nothing.
Webb's a great last name.
So you're just saying that.
No, I actually went to school with a kid. I was in high school with a kid who had the last name Webb, and I always thought, I was like, oh, that's so cool, like Spider-Webb, like Spider-Man. Like,
what'd you call your kid? Like, something like Spider? Nickname is Spider, so he's Spider-Webb. Hey, Matthew, you know, it doesn't matter because the best thing about the fact that you've called up, I've said your name is Matthew, you're from Kalgoorlie. Mm. Everyone knows your last name's Webb now and that you're single. So Matthew Webb from Kalgoorlie.
Get around him, ladies.
Single.
If you'd like your last name to be Webb, hit him up.
I got his number too.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
We've got a brand new game to play, Jules.
Yeah, we do. Now, we love this game because we played it for 4 hours on the way back from Albany on Saturday.
Yeah, in the car. It's called New Game, Who Dis? And basically, we're trying to get you to guess who dis is. This person we're going to give you...
Gosh, I love it when you talk gangster.
Who dis? I'm not good at it. I'm really, really not. So we're going to give you three clues.
Yep.
You get one yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
We have chosen the person who is trending.
Mm-hmm.
And once you ask your yes or no question, you have a guess at who that person is.
Yes. Now, if you guess this person correctly, you will score yourself a double pass to go and see Mamma Mia. Here we go again. The entire cast are back, plus more, in cinemas this Thursday.
Now, we're going to give out the clues. So she is an Aussie female TV host. Was nominated for a Gold Logie this year, and her name starts with T. All right. If you think you know who it is, 13, 12, 16, give us a bell.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Okay, Jenna from Bunbury, you ready to play Who Dis?
Absolutely.
Do you need to hear the clues again?
No, I think I know who it is.
Oh, okay. Well,
confident. You get one guess, babe. Oh, you got one question, sorry.
Oh, yeah, ask us a question.
Was she on 60 Minutes?
Yes.
I actually couldn't answer that question.
I'm pretty sure she has been on 60 Minutes at some point in her career.
Yeah, I think she has. Well, is it Tracy Grimshaw?
Yes.
It is. Congratulations, mate. Tickets are all yours.
Thank you very much.
Do you know why she's in the news at the moment?
Actually, no.
Okay, so apparently she has been posting selfies of herself without any makeup and hair done because the paparazzi have been hanging around her place trying to snap photos of her without any makeup or hair. I know, right? Like, why would you try and do that to her?
It's a bit rough.
I know. Yeah.
I just love her, though, going, you know what? You want them? I'll give them to you.
Yeah, I'll beat you to the game. Well, she's actually just posted it herself so no one can make money from it, which is what it's all about.
Yeah. But, hey, thanks for playing this morning, mate. Congrats. Enjoy those tickets.
Thanks, guys.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Get excited, Jesse. I'm going to be talking about your favourite girl, Kylie Jenner.
Who?
You know, Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian's
little
sister.
If it ain't Nicki Minaj, I don't care.
I know, but don't you want Kylie Jenner to become a billionaire?
I don't care.
Well, that's what a lot of other fans want. A GoFundMe page has been created.
No, no.
Yes, yes. Now, if you missed it in the news last week, Forbes magazine had Kylie Jenner up there on the front page saying that Kylie Jenner is the next self-made billionaire, right?
She's estimated to be worth like $900 million US.
Correcto, Mundo.
Hmm.
So, obviously not a billionaire yet. Someone has created a GoFundMe page.
No.
To get her to their billionaire status.
I saw this on Facebook and all of the comments epitomize my feelings, which were, give your money to something worthwhile.
Yes. They're looking to raise $100 million to help to get her to a billion. Spread the word, apparently. It's really important. This is the bio of the GoFundMe page, by the way. I am not saying this. So the last time I read it, it was up to $435. That's how much has been raised.
$435? Good.
Yeah. But someone, like a massive fan, actually dropped $100 on it.
No, I just can't. Like,
more money than sense, obviously.
If I say any, I can't even talk
anymore
about it.
Oh, come on, Jessie, spare a dollar, mate. She needs it. Kylie Jenner, $1.
Kylie should be giving me money. She's got 900 million of them.
Like. You want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au. I could seriously, like, stir you up all day about this.
Do not go to GoFundMe or wherever that website is because you're wasting your time.
It's the Jessie and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
My name is Jules. And I am addicted to roasted peanuts in a shell. I don't know what is going on, but the last couple of weeks, I have just been smashing these peanuts in a shell. You know those big bags you can buy?
It's like a one kilo bag or something.
Well, seriously, I will smash in 2 days.
Which is impressive for the sheer fact that you have to shell all these peanuts.
Yes, but that's what actually slows me down.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, because you have to take the time to crack that open.
You got
to
work for it.
And it's not just like, I mean, you can easily just buy the peanuts in the bag themselves without the shell, right?
True.
But it's not about that. It's the ones that are in the shell. That I'm addicted to. Now, so much so that I've got a work pack, a home pack, a car pack, right? So I can eat.
What are you doing with all these shells?
I know. Well, I always make sure that there's a plastic bag so I can always just put the shells in there. Now, something that happened yesterday, I was like a little bit upset about. Found out Elliot, my partner, had eaten my home stash of peanuts in a shell.
All of them.
Which I was really upset about.
That's a lot.
Well, it was already open, to be honest. He just finished off the packet. But when I got home from Albany, from our little trip, I was like, oh, I was going to eat some roasted peanuts in a shell. And they were all gone. So I had to go and buy a new pack, right, for home. Then I'm sitting outside, just cracking open my shells. Turns out my dog, Louie, also eats peanuts in a shell.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because it upset me. Yeah. I'll share anything. But roasted peanuts in a shell, I just don't want to share at all.
So this is your thing.
My thing.
Yeah.
Right? They're mine. I don't want to share them. You want a roasted peanut in a shell? Go and get your own roasted peanuts in a shell.
Like, I understand that Elliot can get the peanuts on his own, so you can't control. There's an element of, like, no control for you sharing with him. But with Louie, the dog, I mean, the lack of opposable thumbs makes it really hard to shell peanuts, right? So,
like, firstly, what dog eats peanuts? Like, really?
Only the dogs that you feed peanuts to.
No, I know, but you've seen Louie when he sits there with a little sad face and you're, like, shelling peanuts and eating them. He's like, I was just like, oh, I'll give him a little try.
Yeah.
And oh, my gosh, he ate it. So now I'm sharing with not only my partner, Elliot, but also my dog.
Right.
So on 13 till 16 this morning, we want to know what won't you share or what you don't want to share. Just that one thing that's just like, no, this is all about me.
This is mine.
Yes, I've got those stashes, like, that you have to hide them anywhere, everywhere around the house, so you've always got a supply.
Jessie and Jules on Hit
Sandra
FM.
Sandra from Australind, what won't you share?
I won't share my Red Rock Deli lime and black pepper chips.
Oh, yeah.
I hide them in the pots in my cupboard. I hide them in my Tupperware. I hide them anywhere.
Do you?
I hide them.
Who are the people that you're trying to avoid sharing with?
Particularly my husband.
Kids and the husband. How old are your kids?
They range from ages 19 to 36.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sandra, are you like me as well? Like, you've got like a pack, like a backup pack in places just in case they do go missing?
Sometimes I do. Yeah. If I buy them, I'll always buy two packets.
Yeah, because kids are like, they'll eat anything that they can get their hands on. So it doesn't matter that it belongs to them.
Yeah, they can sniff it out. My 21-year-old, she's moved out of home, but when she comes home, she can sniff out that packet. Wherever it is, she'll find it.
She'll sniff it out. I love it.
All righty, let's move on to Dylan from Bunbury, mate. What won't you share?
My garlic bread.
Your garlic bread.
Like the ones that you buy from Coles, like a full garlic bread?
Yeah, but it's like the La Familia stuff, the really, like, good stuff.
Yeah, the good gear.
So my girlfriend, I put aside, like, a whole tray in the oven of the stuff, and she said, oh, can I have that? I said, you can have a piece.
Yeah.
That didn't go down too well.
Mate, so you're telling me that you would smash an entire loaf of garlic bread on your own?
Yeah, no worries, mate. Just the whole thing.
Yeah, my kind of
I was going to say, I know a lot of people who actually just do that and eat that for dinner itself.
I have done that a lot recently, and so I'm actually really glad to hear that that's not an uncommon thing.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.